This is Coastal Connection, or Spotlight on the Community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're very happy to have Deborah Cox. She is a survivor and a board member with CARE, and we have Alice Spinelli. She is a nurse practitioner. She's been involved in women's cancer issues for over 30 years, and they're here today to talk about the fact that September is Gynecologic Cancer Awareness Month. Deb, let's talk a little bit about CARE.
In 2012, I was diagnosed with stage 4 uterine sarcoma cancer. It's good to be alive and it's good to be active in CARE. CARE stands for the Cancer Advocacy Resources Education Group. It is a not-for-profit organization here in Brevard County. Our mission is to support women and their families who have cancer or are at risk for cancer. Our activities include monthly support group meetings and distributing symptom cards to the community.
The biggest thing about cancer is early detection. Tell us what the risks might be.
Contrary to popular belief, most cancers are not the result of heredity. They primarily occur as a result of age, environmental risk, behavioral risks, and to a large degree, the cause of many cancers is still unknown. However, 5 to 10% of people with cancer have their cancer because of a hereditary mutation, and it's important to identify who that subpopulation is. We do that by looking at the red flags of hereditary cancer, developing a cancer at a young age, less than 50 years old, having multiple cancers in the same family. The reason it's important to identify those individuals is because their risk of cancer is significantly higher than general population, and there are things we can actively do to manage those risks. Other risk factors, the HPV virus, the human papillomavirus, the HPV vaccine, which should be given to all boys and girls, ideally between the ages of 9 and 11 years old. The vaccine is safe, it's efficient, it's been adequately studied, and it is a cancer prevention vaccine. And the HPV vaccine does protect against cervix cancer, vulvar cancer, vaginal cancer, anal cancer, and head and neck cancers as well. So it's very important to get that vaccine. The last in general risk factor I'll talk about is obesity. Does increase the risk significantly for endometrial cancer, which is the lining of the uterus. That's also the most common gynecologic cancer. And it's just important to know what risk factors are and to make sure that women do see their gynecologist or have a pelvic exam every year and absolutely report any abnormal bleeding.
Tell us about ovarian cancer.
Ovarian cancer is not a common cancer. It occurs in the general population of about 1 to 2% of all cancers in women. But early detection can be difficult for this cancer. And that's why it's very important to know the warning signs. Pelvic or abdominal discomfort or pain, abdominal distension and bloating, feeling full fast, and sometimes bladder symptoms like urgency and frequency. These symptoms are vague. They can mimic the symptoms of gastrointestinal problems. This is why we have symptom cards from the Center for Disease Control that you can find at the Center for Disease Control website.
Tell us a little bit about where people could find out more.
The best resource is the Women's Cancer Network.
I can say as a survivor, I would like you to learn from me, do as I say and not as I did. Listen to your body. Any symptom that lasts longer than 2 weeks, investigate it. Advocate for yourself. Don't let healthcare people diminish your concerns about any of these symptoms. Don't be too busy in your life that you don't take care of yourself, because taking care of yourself is a way of taking care of your loved ones and your family.
There is a lot of information available on the internet or by calling
CARE at 321-536-4273, carebrevard.org.